It's time for another Castle Country Focus. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning is Valerie Marietti. She is spearheading the Angel of Hope statue here in Carbon and Emery Counties. Valerie, how are you today?
Hello, good morning. Doing well.
Well, very good. It sounds like things are starting to kind of slowly fall into place for you guys.
Yes, we're still working hard. It's very cold outside. It's putting, puts a little damper on things. You can't pour concrete in the middle of the winter. So what we're focusing on, while it's so cold and we can't really do actual work on our statue, is raising the money we need.
Okay, now, from what you've told me, the statue itself is paid for.
Yes. The statue was $14,500. It has been ordered, paid in full, and it's just waiting for a place to put it somewhere. So
okay, and so what you're needing to do now is you're needing to find the funds and help, need a little bit of help for like the base of the statue and for landscaping and things like that, right?
Right. So Price City was kind enough to give us a plot of land up at Cliff View Cemetery. I hope if you guys have been up there, you guys have seen the roundabout. It's a very big piece of ground, which is going to require quite a bit of landscaping. And we want to put in benches. Of course, we're going to do landscaping and then the lighting as well. The base of the statue will be about 5 foot tall. They've had some problems in other areas where with a short base where kids kind of climb up and climb on the statue and it causes some issues. So we decided we were going to make the base of the statue a little taller, which of course increased the cost, but we're very excited to be working on it. We've got a couple things coming up. Right now on Facebook, I'm doing a memorial basket fundraiser. So for instance, I put together a basket of my son Jace's favorite tea and cookies and a little carrying tray and teacups and things like that, and put it together, and it's online. You can go on our Facebook page, which is Angel of Hope Statue of Carbon Emery County, and there is an event which is the Memorial Basket Fundraiser. You can click on that. There's pictures. If you'd like to donate money, there's two baskets available right now. One is a fishing tackle box, fishing pole, all the kind of stuff that you need for fishing, and then the one that Jennifer Greener put together, which is a little scooter, a little pink scooter that's for, a 2 or 3 year old with a little Care Bear. Take a look at that on our page. Lots of cute stuff to, might make a good Christmas gift for somebody.
All right. And I think you kind of hit the nail on the head here, too, with one thing. The end of the year is right around the corner, believe it or not.
Oh, yes.
Whether we want to believe it or not.
You blink your eyes and it is going to be the new tax year. So if you're looking for a tax deduction, Our fundraiser is a tax deduction. We are a nonprofit, especially if you're a business. This is something that's going to be in our community forever. It would be an excellent opportunity to take advantage of the tax deduction for a $1,000 donation. You can put a name on the base of the statue, or for a $100 donation, you can put a name on the memorial wall. You can contact me through Facebook, Valerie Thane Marietti, or our Angel of Hope statue of Carbon Emery County, or just contact me directly at 820-8384. I'd be happy to give you more information, pick up the donation from you directly. We're working right now on a fundraiser that's coming up in April, the Bunko Babes. They were kind enough to choose us to donate the money to this time. If you have anything you would like to donate for our Bunko Babes fundraiser coming up in April, please call me. The success of that fundraiser is really determined by the number of donations that you get as far as baskets or products or purses or whatever. So if you would like to make a donation, please call me, message me. We are, we're all working hard. It's an expensive project, but I think it will be great for our community.
And once it's all finished, yes, it's going to be beautiful.
Yes, yes. Last night, so it's December 6th, all over the world, they had candlelight ceremonies at the statues. We talked a minute about having one here, but it's just, dirt still. So It was kind of a disappointment that we hadn't gotten far enough that we could at least do a quick little candlelight ceremony. The holidays are great. Bring everybody together. But if you've suffered a loss, the holidays can be very hard for people. It's a bittersweet thing. You know, something's missing. And the candlelight ceremonies is just something to recognize your loved one. And, you know, it was something we didn't get to do this year, but for sure in 2019, December 6th, we will be having a ceremony.
And it'll be here before you know it.
Yeah, my dad said that's a sign of old age. When the quicker time goes, that means the older you are. So I must be almost ancient by now.
I'm right there with you then, because, yeah, this year has flown past. So if you've got anything, if you would like to just make and it's like you said, it's a tax-deductible donation. $1,000 is going to get your name on a plate on the base of the statue. $100 donation is going to get you on the memorial wall. And those are tax deductible.
Absolutely.
And that's, I think, just remember that. I mean, yes, do it for the right reasons, but tax deductible donations. And that's, you get it in before the end of the year.
Right. And, you know, if you know someone that has suffered a loss, especially recently, instead of buying them some stupid gift that they're just going to throw to the side and try to find a place for, you know, maybe make a donation. You know, we don't necessarily need to, we would have to have permission to put their child's name or their loved one's name on the wall. But it's a definite kindness. If you would like to make a donation and call us later on and let us know about the name you want to put on, that would be great. If you, we also have an account at Mountain America in Linz. If you'd like to make a donation there, we have a GoFundMe page that you can donate on. Just go to our Facebook page of Angel of Hope Statue of Carbon Emery County. Scroll down a bit and you'll find our GoFundMe link that you can click on.
Okay, so, and then we've got the Bunko fundraiser coming up in April. There's the Memorial Basket online fundraiser that's going on right now on your guys' Facebook page.
Right. People are donating, like, specific things. The fishing, the tackle box and fishing pole and stuff were donated by a family that their loved one loved to fish. And so it's kind of a way to let everybody know about your loved one and know kind of what made them special. Most people that don't know that Jace was a tea connoisseur, you know, a little 50 pound little elf child, but that boy loved tea. So I put together a little tea package, but yeah, it's a good way to remember your loved one.
Absolutely. So for any other information, you can contact Val directly at 435-820-8384, or she can go pick up a donation, whatever you want to do. Just if you want to give, give.
Absolutely.
That's the great, it's
absolutely.
And this is the best time of year to do that.
Absolutely. This is a great time because, you know, we are kind of limited of, you know, what we can do. We're going to have to wait until spring to pour concrete, you know, things like that. But we are going to need the money. So we're trying very hard to raise the money now. If you have any questions or, you know, call me, message me. I'm more than happy to meet with you or talk with you. I think this is going to be a great project for our community, and I'm excited for it to come to fruition.
So. Absolutely. That is the Angel of Hope statue of Carbon and Emery County. If you want to check it out on their Facebook page, Val, thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thank you so much, Dave. I appreciate it.
For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.